One moment, please. Stand by for just a moment, please. One moment, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we are able to bring you the scheduled program at this time. Meanwhile, we bring you a brief musical interlude from our Hollywood studios.
They ever get 4 million of these flyers into this auditorium?
Why not? Did you ever see how many of them get into that Marshfield bus on Saturday night? Yeah, but Harry, seeing all these men in uniform reminds me I have some very important Christmas shopping to do this week.
Oh, for the servicemen?
Yes.
Oh.
In fact, I'm sending some presents to help cheer up some flyers who will soon find themselves in a place away from civilization where there are no gay places, no bright lights, and very little merriment.
Overseas.
No, Riverside. Of course, I'm only kidding, Harry. I've had a lot of fun in Riverside. The only thing is, at 12 o'clock, all the excitement stops and everything gets quiet.
Yeah, well, after all, Eddie, a lot of towns get quiet at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock noon?
Noon. Oh, Eddie, please.
Of course, I'm fooling and you know it. Because, right, as a matter of truth, we all know that Riverside is one of the most hospitable communities, not only in California, but in any state, anywhere.
That's right.
Why have the Chamber of Commerce? I'll tell you, look, Harry. Hometowns are great, aren't they, Harry?
They certainly are, Eddie.
Of course, it'll be nice when all the boys get back to their own hometowns again. And we hope that day may not be far off. Harry, let's you and I give our listeners an idea of some of the shortwave broadcasts coming out of the Axis countries these days.
Okay, Eddie. Take it away, Berlin.
People of the Reich, you have nothing to worry about because we cannot lose. The Nazis are fighting an all-out war. We're all out of planes, all out of tanks, all out of generals. And pretty soon, we'll be all out of Germany. Flush! We have good news. At the coming Berlin Festival to celebrate the defeat of the British, Russians, and Americans, there will be 10 million men dancing in the streets of Berlin, mostly British, Russians, and Americans. Reports that the Führer plans to flee the country are false. The Führer will positively not leave Berchtesgaden. Berchtesgaden just left the Führer.
Ladies and gentlemen,
We now take you to Tokyo.
Flashy flash. Unlike in America, there is no cigarette shortage in Japan. That is because our intelligent Nipponese manufacturers make cigarettes from right combination, soybeans and stinkweeds. Somehow our cigarettes always taste different. Also somehow smell different. Among Japanese men who know stinkweeds best, they do not smoke. Flashy flash. Quiz program influence spreads to New Guinea. Every time Yankee Marine meets a Jap soldier, Marine raises his rifle and asks himself one question. Is this nip necessary? Boy, there's an enthusiastic audience. You know, these fellas are great, Harry. You know, I talked to the boys here today, and I learned a lot about flying.
You did?
Once the plane is up in the air, flying is easy. But it's getting up that the boys have the most trouble with.
Oh, getting up in the plane is tough?
No, getting up in the morning to go to the airfield. Look, well, he's not up yet.
Eddie, getting up in the morning is tough for a lot of people, especially when they're feeling under par.
You're not kidding, fella.
No, indeed, I'm not, Eddie. That's why, my friends, when you do feel under par, it's wise to remember sal hepatica. For taking sal hepatica at once is a swell idea when you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative. Because then sal hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And taking sal hepatica right then and there when you need it means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day. You don't have to wait until night to take the laxative you need right away. Then, too, sparkling sal hepatica has this additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So get a bottle of sal hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
And now I want you to meet a young man whose playing has convinced me that he's great. He's terrific, sensational, but why should I go on bragging about him? He's more convincing when he's blowing his own horn. Here he is, our young trumpet-playing band leader, Leonard Seuss and Blue Prelude. Thank you, Leonard Seuss. That was really blowing, huh?
Say, Eddie.
Yeah, what is it, Harry?
There's a young lady outside to see you.
To see, is she pretty?
Pretty? Well, you can figure it out yourself, Eddie. To see you, she had to pass all these fellas to get here, and she made it. You know what, Eddie?
What?
I think she wants to see you about that item that was in E.B. Derlich's column.
Never mind what he said. Don't be so smart. I want to keep it quiet, Harry.
How can you keep a thing like that quiet?
Let's keep it quiet, will you? I don't want to...
His column appears in the Los Angeles Examiner and over 100 other newspapers. I think I'll read it to the
Not first. In front of these boys, Harry. Not in front of these boys.
Now, stop being so bashful, Eddie. Hey, fellas, get a load of this. Quote.
What a blabbermouth. Always shooting the breeze.
Well, never mind. Quote. Scientists are still stoutly maintaining when there is a family of all daughters, it proves the father is a great lover.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? So I'm a great lover. So is that... It's believable. It's believable. In fact, I'm the Charles Boyer type. Big dark eyes, black hair. Why, I could have played opposite Ingrid Bergman in Gaslight.
Yeah, in Gaslight. But what would happen if she turned on the electricity and got a good look at you?
Never mind, never mind. Wait a minute, miss. Miss, just step this way. Are you looking for me?
My name is Meidel.
Meidel! Well, Meidel. Yes, Meidel?
The girls from my club want me to ask if Yuzzle make a speech. Would Yuzzle?
Yuzzle? A speech? Club? What is the name of your club?
We're the L-U-M-P-S. The Lumps.
Lumps? What's that?
Lonely Unattached Maidens of Pomona.
I imagine you girls must be very unhappy.
Oh, yeah. Our slogan is, how long will the lumps be down in the dump?
I see, Michael.
Mr. Cantor.
Yeah.
We read in the paper that men with daughters are the most romantic. And me and the girls in my club are worried.
Why?
All the men we know with daughters are married.
Michael, you can go home now because I'm not coming to Pomona to make a speech.
Oh, but you're one of our favorites. Half the girls in the club like Frank Sinatra and they wear bobby socks. The other half like you.
Oh, thank you.
They wear booby socks.
Get out of here, Michael. Get out of here. I'm not going to make any speech. So then... Now, fellas, comes time for you to meet a G.I. favorite who has entertained our fighting men in all parts of the world, Martha Ray. I don't blame you. You look so lovely, I couldn't help cheering and whistling. You know, I feel 20 years younger just hanging around these boys.
Eddie, if you were 20 years younger, you'd be hanging around girls.
Fine thing, Martha. I saw you in that picture pinup girl with Betty Grable, and I told everyone how wonderful I thought you looked. And you come here and insinuate I'm old.
Listen, Eddie, if you saw me in a picture with Betty Grable and you kept looking at me, brother, you ain't getting any younger.
That's not the point. Harry! Harry!
Yes, Eddie?
Do me a favor and read that item in E.V. Derding's column to Martha. Go ahead. Don't laugh. Read it. Go ahead. Read it, Harry.
Look, never mind. I read it. All about men who have a lot of daughters being romantic.
Yeah.
But it also said, so far, there has been no statement from Ida.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Well, naturally, Ida doesn't tell everybody. Look, when food is hard to get and you happen to have a wonderful roast duck for dinner that you want all to yourself, you don't go around telling your neighbors about it. Now, do you understand? Huh?
Yeah, sure. Ida doesn't want the neighbors to find out her husband is a dead duck.
All right, Martha, you can rib me, but no kidding. The men in the Cantor family have been great romancers for generations. If you knew about my family tree, you'd really be impressed.
Your family tree? That's a tree they wouldn't even let grow in Brooklyn.
Get out of here! Never mind. Tonight I'm going to show everyone what great lovers the Cantors have been in the past. Harry,
yes?
Let's turn back the pages of history.
Yes. E.B. Derlich said in his...
No, history.
Oh.
Not arithmetic.
No,
go ahead.
Wrong book.
In 1492, romantic, adventurous Christopher Cantor set sail for America in two schooners, the Pinta and the Quarta. His ration board allowed him two galleons for the trip. Upon arriving in America, Chris heard of a beautiful Indian princess. And as the scene opens, we find him asking the Indian chief for his daughter's hand.
Big chief, me, Chris Cantor.
Ugh.
I want to marry your daughter.
Ugh.
What does she look like?
Ugly.
Chief, what is her name?
Minnie Ha Ha.
Minnie Hoo Hoo.
Ha Ha. Ha Ha. Ha Ha.
Did someone call me?
Yes, Minnie Ha Ha. I came to ask for your hand, but I can see I am too late. Already you are wearing a wedding ring.
Oh, yes. Yes. Many moons ago, I met a pale face from March Field.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Eddie. We were married for 2 years, and then he went away. By now, oh, I don't know, I have forgotten my March Field pale face.
Yeah, but wait a minute. What about that papoose on your back?
Papoose? How do you like that guy? He told me he was a parachute.
One of the most famous Casanovas of the Cantor clan lived in the pioneer days of the Old West, Buffalo Ben Cantor. Everywhere, people would stare at this powerful cowboy with his 6 feet. Well, if you had 6 feet, they'd stare at you, too. We now look in at this Tyrone of the Tumbleweeds as he rides up to the home of his sweetie, Gopher Gertie. He knocks on the door.
Come in.
Oh, oh, Veronica. Doggone, that's what I get for having a female horse. Every time we come here, she makes a beeline for the powder room to comb a tail.
Well, tell your horse you'll have to wait. My mule's in there taking a bath.
In your tub, Gertie? How can you let a mule take a bath in the same tub you use?
Well, it's a tight squeeze, but we make it. Tell me what's on your mind, Buffalo Ben.
Well... Quiet, you. Well, Gertie, darling, there's something I want to tell you. You're beautiful. And you got a mighty purty face. But I wish you wouldn't breathe like that. You'll scare my horse.
Oh, I'm a sore, Buffalo Ben. I reckon I sound like that because I caught a cold last night. Fell asleep in a beer barrel and left the darn bunghole open.
Well, that don't worry me none. Come here, gal. I'm so much in the mood for love, I just gotta kiss you.
Oh, please, Buffalo Ben. I'm the coy, bashful type. I don't like the neck less than it's in the dark. But let's sit over here on the couch and wait till the kerosene lamp burns out.
But that'll take a long time. That lamp's full of kerosene.
It ain't now, honey. Let's check.
One of the greatest heroes of World War I was that dashing romantic flyer, Orville Cantor. Orville was known in flying circles for his famous three crash landings. The year is 1917, and we find him having a last rendezvous with his sweetheart before going overseas.
Well, darling, I sure got a kick out of those graduation ceremonies today. How do I look with this bar on my shoulder?
Not so good. I'll lift up your shoulder and we'll go to a different bar. Oh, Orville, you and your drinking.
Honey, I'm going overseas. Am I not entitled to a few drinks?
Yes, but you overdo it. You're the only pilot in the Air Corps who can't walk home from a bar without his navigator.
Oh, sweetheart.
Darling, before you go overseas, there's something I must know. Are you sure you don't want to leave me?
My dearest one, you know I'd love to stay here with you forever. Why, any minute I just know I'll break down and cry when I hear for the last time, those three little words, that one little phrase.
The bar's closed!
That's it! That's it! That's it!
Hey, Eddie.
What is it, Harry?
I just wanted to compliment you and Martha on those thrilling love scenes.
Well, thank you, Harry.
You know, I was a great lover once.
Yeah?
Well, I was.
Yeah?
And once even a girl offered me her hand in marriage, but we couldn't make a deal.
Why not?
Well, she wanted me to take both hands or nothing.
Well, Harry, what's wrong with that?
Her right hand I didn't want. It was all rough from bowling.
Because one of her hands was not nice, you let that interfere with your romance?
Well, her left hand was all rough from dishwashing.
Oh.
And it got very embarrassing in public. Where I'd take her to a nice place for dinner, and the minute she'd reach out to pick up the check, everyone would stare at me.
Oh, the girl should never have embarrassed you like that. Couldn't you do anything about her hands?
Oh, yeah, I did. I told her to use Truchet. Truchay. Truchet, the beforehand lotion. I told her to smooth on a little Truchet before she put her hands in hot soapy water, and it worked wonders.
And she did, and she got you for a husband.
No.
No?
No, she got Truchet's beforehand protection. You see, smoothing a little Truchet on your hands before you put them in hot soapy water actually guards your hands from roughness and dryness, helps keep them soft and lovely. Yes, Truchet is an ideal beauty help. Honestly, Eddie, with the help of Truchet, her hands got lovely, soft and smooth.
And so you married her?
No.
But she used Truchet. It helped make her hands soft and lovely. Why didn't you marry her?
I couldn't. I was married already.
Oh, Martha, I've got good news. After the show tonight, Major Schisler is going to have one of the pilots fly us back to Hollywood.
Oh, boy, that'll be a thrill. I'm going to walk right up to that pilot and throw my arms around him and say, "Hi, you flyer.
How do you do?"
The Russian. Russian?
Yes.
Russian, you're a flyer?
Most of course. Yeah. And I'm so happy because today I got my wings.
You're happy because you got your wings?
Sure, lucky to get any cigarettes these days.
Oh, forget cigarettes. What are you doing in that Air Corps uniform?
I, sir, have been overseas. For 2 long years, I have been away.
That I don't believe. But here's someone who has been overseas, Russian. An outstanding personality who has traveled to many of our fighting fronts abroad.
Mr. Churchill, where's your cigar?
Come on! This is Martha Ray.
Oh, Martha, darling. To me, you look beautiful. Gorgeous.
To you, she looks gorgeous?
Now, do you believe I've been away for 2 years?
I think I'll slug him, Eddie.
Yeah. Russian, were you born or did you accumulate?
I will never forget the day I was born. My parents looked down at me and said, "Is you is or is you ain't my baby?"
They weren't sure you were theirs?
They weren't sure I was a baby.
Oh, Russian, stop telling those barefaced lies. I don't like your lies.
I don't like his bare face. Hey, Eddie, is that his head or something the St. Louis Cardinals batted this way?
Miss Ray, if you weren't a woman, I'd ask you to step out in the alley. But you are a woman.
So what?
Let's step out in the alley, eh, boy?
Russian, stop picking on a woman. You're a coward.
You call me a coward?
Yes.
I want you to know.
Yes.
I am also a liar.
Yep, yep.
One day on D-Day.
On D-Day, yes?
I was flying all alone over enemy territory.
Yes.
I radioed back to my base and asked for a weather report.
Yes.
5 minutes later, I radioed back and asked for my position.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly, I saw 100 Nazi planes, and again, I radioed back.
What did you ask for?
A furlough.
Sure. Oh, get out, will you? Fellas, here she is, Nora Martin. And now, Now, with lovely Nora Martin as my co-pilot, we'll take off in a song entitled Up, Up, Up. She lives up, 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 up in the mountain so high.
He goes up, 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 just for a kiss and a sigh.
Till she comes down, 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 down to the valley below.
He'll go up, 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 up,
because I love you. So, I yodel, lo, 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 my echo plays in the skies. I yodel, lo, 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 and when her yodel replies, I go up, 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 up to the one I adore. I go up, 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 higher than ever before. Till she comes down, 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 down to the valley below. I'll go up, 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 because I love you. The world's largest Christmas party for hospitalized servicemen has swung into action. In more than 12,000 posts of the American Legion and the 9,500 units of its auxiliary, men and women are starting to stack the Christmas gifts to Yanks who gave. National Commander Edward N. Schiebeling, endorsing our Christmas project, said, "This appears to be our opportunity to make possible added happiness to every disabled, wounded, or sick serviceman and woman on Christmas Day this year. I have no doubt that every department and every post of the American Legion and all its affiliated organizations will plunge into this activity with greater zeal, for we exist to give service. Thank you, Commander Schiebeling. I, too, have no doubt that the people of America will match the zeal of the American Legion and will deliver to its posts and auxiliaries the Christmas packages which will brighten the hospital wards where our sick and wounded servicemen lie. Reports on the great patriotic cooperation extended by the department stores are coming in thick and fast. They are doing a wonderful job with special window displays featuring holiday items for our men and women on the Purple Heart Circuit. So, do your Christmas shopping early and buy an extra gift for a Yank who gave."
I think that's a wonderful idea, Eddie.
And thank you. Thank you, Martha. And before you go, I want to congratulate you on the swell job you've done entertaining the boys in the service. And tell us, were you frightened on those overseas trips?
Well, a little bit, Eddie. Part of the time, my heart was in my mouth.
Well, you've got the only mouth a heart as big as yours could fit in. Good night, Martha.
Good night, Eddie.
Goodbye, Martha. So long, everybody. And so, remember, I love to spend each Wednesday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's through. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.